This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. I just heard on the news. I think I heard it correctly. I believe I heard that AstraZeneca is planning to sell their vaccine at cost to developing countries. What does that mean? Is that the cost to manufacture it? Is that what they're going to sell it at that price? Or is it the cost to manufacture plus the cost of advertising? And what about the cost of shipping? And what about profit distributions? What about the bonuses that these executives in the upper echelon of AstraZeneca, is include those bonuses in the cost? What about the cost of marketing? What about the cost of the bribes to the government people who are approving some of the rollout of this vaccine? So what I'm trying to tell you is there are all kinds of costs. There's costs with overhead. There's all kinds of costs. So there's not one number for costs. As a matter of fact, if you had, I don't know, 10 different certified public accounting firms prepare your taxes, your income taxes, there'd probably be 10 different numbers. No kidding. Bert, welcome.
Hey, Vin. Glad to be here. Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point to bring up because, even though, I'm an engineer and scientist and I work generally on the technical end of things, I've also been involved in finance and had, audits done at several companies where I've been. And there's a million ways you can account for costs. I mean, they can make that. I'll just cut to the chase. They can make that number anything they want, really, sell at cost. You know, is it variable cost? Is it marginal cost on selling? You know, if they truly did it on the marginal cost to build 10 million more doses, that's probably a tiny number. But how they do it, boy, they can do it any way they want, I guess.
Yeah, and it could be, but it took $400 million to get to the point where we could sell the first dose. And then after all these doses are rolled out, they might say, it only costs 30 cents. So, the last dose that they actually made would be 30 cents, but the first dose might be 400 million. So the numbers can be anywhere in between. That's just as a hypothetical example. By the way, Bert, so I typed into a search engine, GasBuddy, Los Gatos, California. That's a town in Silicon Valley where I lived with Mrs. Fennelli for a very short time. Gasoline, the regular stuff at the 700 Blossom Hill Road Chevron station in Los Gatos, $4.99 for the cheap stuff, $5.19 for the mid-grade of gasoline, and $5.29 for premium.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's about the average price out here. I'll tell you a little, this is getting personal, but I'll tell you a little piece of good news. My primary vehicle is a plug-in hybrid, and my commutes are generally very short. It's a Ford engine fusion, Ford Fusion Energy plug-in hybrid, or PHEV. And I just bought gas. I purchased the car a year ago, released it, and I just filled my tank up yesterday for the first time in a year. That's how little gas I use.
Yeah. Well, I saw a really interesting image. A son sent it to me, and it was a picture, an image of a Tesla on the side of the road, and it ran out of current. The battery was dead. And so the fix was real simple. They brought a generator, a gasoline-powered generator, you know, like maybe 5,000 to 8,000 watts, filled it up with gasoline, pulled the starter rope, started it up, and charged the battery so they could move the car.
Yeah, I suppose AAA is going to eventually equip their trucks with generators. The problem, I don't really think they want to do it because, you know, if you bring someone a gallon of gas, how long does it take to empty a gallon of gas in the gas tank? 30 seconds? To give you a charge for 10 or 20 miles might take, 30 minutes, or, you know, it depends what level charger they decide to equip their trucks with. But I guess it's coming one way or another. It is coming, electrification. In fact, for the first time, sales of EVs and PHEVs have really heated up and kind of outstripped the predictions. I think generally for the past 10 years, they've been selling under the predictions and under the forecast. But the last 12 months, they've been selling very strongly. Maybe part of that is there's so few cars to buy. People want to buy anything you can get. But the sales have picked up.
Well, it's not just cars. It's tractors. It's farm equipment as well. There's a scarcity of farm tractors. And I was talking to a guy who was selling a little less than 100 horsepower tractor. And he wanted way too much money for it. And this thing was beat up. It was worn out. And it needed a lot of work. It probably needed a minimum of $10,000 worth of work. And I talked to him about how much it was. And he said, I know I'm asking a lot for it, but you can't get a new tractor. So he was selling a junkie tractor for way more than he should have because he might be able to get it because there are no new tractors. So if someone has one that's worse than his, they might, you know, upgrade from one that doesn't run at all to one that's kind of junky. And that's where we are today. We literally are there where it's hard to get hoses. It's hard to get fittings. Oil's in short supply. Automatic transmissions fluid is in short supply. I got an email from Kathy, and she said, Vince, I was at the store, and by the way, I have her permission to read emails like this about prices, price spikes. Vince, I was at the store, and she looked online also for food prices, and Campbell's soup, $1.69 for an 8-ounce can. That's a tiny, tiny, tiny can, right? And strawberries, $4 a pound. Paper products up 33%. She said a 25-pound bag of flour was $8.80. It used to be $5 a year ago. So, yeah, everything's going up, and things are in short supplies. No question about it. And we've been talking about this for years. Years and years and years. And, by the way, I hope you end up moving near us, Bert. Hope you do. But just keep that in mind. What were we going to talk about today? I've got a list of things.
Yeah. So a list of things, but I think what I want to touch on is today is the last day of the UN Climate Conference. It's actually literally wrapping up as we speak because it's probably somewhere around 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock over in Scotland right now. And there's something interesting happened that isn't getting reported, or let's say not widely reported, and I'd like to put it out to the class because I think it's interesting and worth discussing. What I like, Vince, about USA Prepares is, you know, we don't come out and tell people how you're supposed to think or what you're supposed to do. We kind of, you know, throw out what we've learned. We throw out facts. We talk about things, and people are smart enough to figure things out on their own, and that's the way it should be. So there's a very very interesting discussion going on at the climate conference, and it has to do, believe it or not, with nuclear energy. And what happened is, over the past several conferences, everyone's saying we got to give up fossil fuel, we have to move to solar and wind, and finally, people started penciling out how do we do this and realize if we get rid of all petroleum, all anything to do with hydrocarbons, the equations don't work. We can't generate enough solar and wind power to basically produce all the energy we need on the planet, all the airplanes, all the cars, all the factories. So it's actually creating a fight. There's actually literally a fight ensued between people who are pro-nuclear and saying it's our only way to make it work to get completely rid of anything petroleum-based. So nothing was subtle, but it is interesting that, and I know how you feel about nuclear, they're talking about fourth-generation plants, very small nuclear plants. Bill Gates is behind it, as you'd think. And guess who just got a contract to build these plants?
Why don't you share that with us?
Rolls-Royce just got a very large contract from the British government to begin producing small nuclear reactors.
Right. Right, I read that. And, yeah. And here's something interesting about what you said. So, getting rid of fossil fuels. Class, here's what will happen. If we get rid of fossil fuels completely, there won't be a single patch to be able to be put in a pothole. Because what happens with fractional distillation? You take crude oil, and it's heated. It's put like in a cooker. And think of it like a pressure cooker with a column that sticks up the top. And at different temperatures, you get different products. Like at the top, you get very, very light oils. And a little bit lower down, you get heavier oils. And a little bit lower down, you get greases. A little bit lower down, you get tar, what's left at the bottom of the cooker after the you know, gasoline and kerosene and, you know, the lighter products are distilled through fractional distillation. What you get left is tar. And what do you do with the tar? Well, you build roads with it. You re-blacktop roads with it. You make roof shingles with it. So without fossil fuels, you're going to have to figure out what else you're going to put on your roof. It's not going to be conventional shingles. And you're not going to have the road repaired. The potholes are just going to get bigger. And you're not going to be able to re-blacktop roads. And forget about new roads. Unless you're going to use concrete. And that's not going to work. And tires. There are petroleum products that, petroleum chemicals that go into the construction of tires. So you're not going anywhere. Without fossil fuels, nothing moves, including airplanes that use fossil fuels and fossil fuel products in their tires and in the wiring for the controls, the hundreds of miles of wire in each airplane. Yeah, for real.
Don't follow him.
We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, what Bert is saying is really significant, class. So, in the farmhouse, we have oriental rugs on the floors in every single room. And they're all old. They're very old. And they were made without petroleum products. They were made with natural fibers, all of them. But they didn't get here without petroleum. So even though they were made with natural fibers, they came here on rubber tires and with diesel fuel and etc. That's how they got here. So when we think about eliminating fossil fuels, it absolutely, positively cannot be done at this time. Or any time that I see in the foreseeable future. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so basically they've been running these climate conferences for years, basically saying, oh, yeah, we're going to get rid of all fossil fuels, all petrochemicals, no more drilling, refining. And it obviously, as you've stated, I mean, it doesn't take, you know, to use the cliche, a rocket scientist to figure out that I don't even think in 100 years we can get rid of fossil fuel. So finally, they start realizing, hey, you know, we can't keep saying this. People are going to realize that it's undoable. So where do we get power from? What's our source? And solar and wind just don't pencil out to be enough. I mean, nowhere near enough, not even half of what we would need, no matter how expensive you build out wind turbines and solar, which, by the way, have their own drawbacks. Solar, you know, all the chemicals and what goes into making the panels, and then how do we dispose of them. And wind turbines basically killing birds and wildlife, and also disposal issues. So one faction, which is, you know, maybe half of the thinking, I guess, that's going on there, says, let's look at small nuclear reactors. You know, and I'm open-minded. I mean, there's problems with nuclear. In fact, nuclear isn't even that efficient. Everyone thinks it's great because you can do it cheaply, which in theory you can. But the actual process is not a very efficient process, as opposed to, say, you know, we talked about electric cars being 90% efficient. Nuclear power is like, you know, 20% efficient of the heat get the actual reaction, nuclear reaction getting converted to electricity. But anyhow, that's going on right now. It's quite fascinating. They actually kept the nuclear proponents out of the green zone. They have a blue zone and a green zone at the conference, and the fight is so intense, they said, the pro-nuclear faction cannot go into the green zone. You have to keep all your booths and places where you hang out into the blue zone, which is kind of bizarre. So anyway, I wanted to report on that for the class because I don't think most news is really reporting it, and I thought it was quite interesting.
Well, it's a guy that you and I know. And he actually was the vice president of the United States. His name is Al Gore. We met him. We talked with him, you know, both of us. And Andy Gibbs. Al Gore, Andy, Bert, and I all talked privately with Al Gore. And he has a solution. His solution is that we use mass surveillance to figure out where the pollutants are coming from. And here's what he said. Quote, we get data constantly from 300 existing satellites, more than 11,000 ground-based, air-based, sea-based sensors, multiple internet data streams, and using artificial intelligence, end quote. What he's saying is we currently can use these sensors combined with visible light, infrared radiation, and determine where some of these greenhouse gases are coming from. So to fix the problem, more surveillance. Actually, to fix the problem, we need to use less of everything. We need to bring it closer to home. We don't need lettuce from 3,000 miles away.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chamber of Commerce has had a chance to peruse some of President Biden's social spending bill. Neil Bradley, the Chamber's chief policy officer, offered this. We have the highest inflation in 31 years. Employers are struggling to fill a record number of job openings, and the current draft uses gimmicks to cover up the spending. It's being reported the middle class will be hit the hardest for paying the bill on Biden's bill. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold a virtual summit on Monday. The meeting would come as U.S. and China have been clashing over Taiwan and human rights abuses. The Chinese embassy Tuesday expressed China's willingness to enhance exchanges and cooperation. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday stopped congressional investigators' access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6th. A hearing on the matter is set for November 30th. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
The most explosive political topic in the 2016 presidential election was Russiagate. The now-proven lie claimed President Trump had secret ties to the Kremlin. The false narrative was used for years against 45, to the point where California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff had the Steele dossier entered into congressional record. Now the John Durham investigation, with the indictment of former Hillary Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman and the indictment of Igor Deshenko, suggests the Clinton campaign was paying for misleading political narratives. Congressman Devin Nunes, the Republican from California on Newsmax.
This was their narrative. They paid for it. This wasn't just some Brookings Institution, Russian national. This guy was getting information from a Clinton operative. And so that was one of the missing links that we had. We knew it was completely made up. We knew the FBI was in on it. We knew the Clinton campaign was in on it. We had built a circumstantial case for that. What Durham has now done is he's been able to bring in email, phone calls, communications, payments, and it's put all this together. So I doubt that the Democrats in this country are ever going to take responsibility for this hoax that they've hoisted on the American people for years. But also, Durham continues to have a huge responsibility on his shoulders, because if he doesn't get to the bottom of this, every day that goes by, the American people are losing trust in our own Department of Justice and the FBI. It's unhealthy for a Democratic Republic, and quite frankly, it leads to instability.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'm really frustrated, class. I mentioned lettuce. So yesterday, I wanted to have a salad for lunch. So what was the answer? Well, just walk out the kitchen steps, walk about 20 feet to a bucket with lettuce in it, pick some lettuce, washed it, put some blue cheese dressing on it, and that was lunch. It's as simple as that. All you have to do is have a bucket with some good soil, sprinkle some lettuce seeds on there, tomato seeds, pepper seeds, or just, if the weather's right for you, or start the plants inside, and then when the weather's appropriate, transplant them outside. It's as simple as that. We don't need to have lettuce from 1,000 miles away, 2,000 miles away, or 3,000 miles away. We don't need to. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, I don't think I can grow lettuce at my house, since For better or for worse, I have a family of rabbits that have moved into my yard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can. And here's how we handle that. We take some chicken wire, and we take this bucket, and we have a 3 foot high round of chicken wire. It's self-supporting, and inside that is the lettuce. So that's what you can do. Literally, you can do that. And keep it close to the back door.
Yeah. Well, I got to do something like that. They have a knack, no matter what I plant, tomatoes, peppers, they like to chew the leaves off the stems. And, it's hit or miss if the plant can survive. Can it grow tall enough to get by the rabbit level in time to start making peppers or tomatoes?
So the question is, who was there first? You or the rabbits?
I was.
Well, not if you look at their lineage. They were there first.
I don't look at it that way.
And they don't pay taxes, right? Yeah, so what else do you have in store for us today?
Well, you mentioned our buddy. So I just want to throw this out. As you say, truth and facts. So let's just throw this out. In 2008, Al Gore, with very big publicity, he was on all the networks, well, most of the networks, and he said there is going to be no solar caps left in 5 years. And he went on multiple channels saying, in 5 years, our polar caps will be gone. And so what would that have been? That would have been 2013. Okay, we're already 2021. I think one of them's gotten smaller, one of them's gotten bigger. They're still there. So would you really want to believe what this guy says? I don't think so.
Well, if you want me to weigh in, I think a lot of the science is showing that, yeah, the ice is melting, the sea levels are rising, it is getting warmer. And I believe that man has a big, big role in that because of all the fossil fuels that we've been burning, all the nuclear energy that we've been generating, all of the, when you heat your house in the winter, if you live in a place where you have a heater going to warm your house, if you shut that heater off, the house gets cold. So where did that heat go? It went outside. It simply went outside. So you put more heat in the house to warm it up, and if you shut the heat off, the house will get cold again. So where'd the heat go? It went outside. So that's what we keep doing every day. Every day in the winter, we keep heating our houses, and the heat leaks outside. And so we are causing to my way of thinking, it's immutable as far as I'm concerned, we have a very large role in the pollution and the climate change in our planet. I mean, all you have to do is, I'd fly into California in the early days when we were starting the company, 1980, in the late 70s, I'd fly into California as a brown cloud over Silicon Valley, even back then. I could see it. I could see it from, 20,000 feet.
Yeah, so the good news is that cloud is gone, and California is one of the cleanest states right now. I mean, not cleanest, but it's pretty clean.
Well, all you have to do, if you watch something like the Rockford Files, from the 70s, you can sometimes in a camera view, you can see Los Angeles, in a distant shot, you say, gosh, is that fog? It's air pollution. So seriously, you were going to talk about some other things today too, weren't you?
Yeah. And let me say, I absolutely, there's no doubt the planet has warmed about a degree centigrade. Let's call it 2 degrees Fahrenheit, more or less over the last 100 years. And there's really no explanation other than man caused that. I mean, there's other cycles. We've talked about, volcanoes and the sun and other influences. But just in the 100 years, I think we can say, yes, there's been a slight warming. But I'm not sure how easy it is to reverse that. And also, it's not all totally negative. Yes, the sea level's rising, but we're also growing more crops and more food for the world. So, there's some plus and minuses, and I'm not saying we shouldn't pay attention. attention to it and not address it. But what I'm saying is you got to put it in perspective. It's not a large warming, 1 degree. And also to change it or to try and reverse it would be catastrophic. We'd probably kill way more people than are affected now by that 1 degree warming. You need to put it in perspective. And, you know, it's hard for some people to do that. It's either black or white or one way or the other. The fact is it's nuanced, and it's a problem, and we need to address it, but it's not the worst problem the planet's facing right now. We have a lot worse threats to civilization than that is. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, You talk about metaverse, this Zuckerberg thing?
It is the talk out here in Silicon Valley, and I think most people are wondering where he came up with that name, and is it, you know, there's a lot of opinions, but one of them is he's doing it to duck some of the investigations that are starting into Facebook, and by changing the name of the company, somehow it'll make it look like Facebook was before, and we're a new company now, so don't worry about what we did in the past.
Yeah, and so really, metaverse seems to me like virtual reality. You put these goggles on, and then you zone out, and you become, in your mind, someplace else, doing something else. But the bottom line is it's not fully rolled out, praise the Lord. But this metaverse it's not real. So if you think about that, you know what? I'm going to exercise. And you put these glasses on and you imagine that you're exercising. When you take those glasses off, you have not exercised. If you envision or imagine that you're going to paint your house, and when you take the glasses off, your house still isn't painted. Nothing has happened except you've used energy to take a trip inside your mind, which is a little bit like what you and I did back in 1980, April 1, 1980, when we created a fake story, sent it out to the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, Ebony, and we said we invented something like that 41 years ago.
Yeah, what we invented back then, and we've continued that joke over the years, actually has been picked up by no less than Elon Musk. He started a new company, and they literally are looking to embed chips into the human brain, and that's going on right now. The problem is I don't think they have any – I know we have no idea how to literally interface to human neurons. I mean, that interface just we don't understand it well enough to do a silicon to biological interface to the neurons. We can experiment with you know, influencing the brain with different kind of radio waves and things. And by the way, I'm involved in that in a project where we're treating mental illness with very low level, low frequency radio waves. And it's a fascinating field. Maybe someday we'll do a class on it. But it seems to affect people that have no other treatment for their mental illness, where parts of the brain are not communicating with each other, and this very low-level stimulation seems to encourage it and help people. And there seems so far to be very little downside. Maybe the only downside is the effect wears off after a few months and you have to get another treatment. So we'll talk about that. But as far as
Are you using Dr. Shealy's pulse electromagnetic frequency device?
No, it's commercially available. It's okay. Called TMS, and they are commercially available, and it's
Dr. Shealy's. And it sounds like when you're saying a low power, I'm translating low power, low frequency. That's exactly what Dr. Shealy's device does.
Yeah, well,
low frequency.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to him about it then. It's another product.
I use it every day. And it's rebuilding my lungs. Absolutely.
Well, I'll send you the information I have. It is for another organization I'm involved in, and I'm not really authorized to speak on their behalf on USA Prepares, but I can certainly talk about technology and how it works, and I've been investigating it for them.
All right, let's do that on maybe next week if that works for your schedule. But you know, I use this with my mom, and it's an antenna, almost like a halo, and I put it over her head, and you know she was losing her hearing. I put it over her head, and her hearing immediately, I mean within a day, maybe even sooner than that, came back. Where she, you know, I'd have to say across the kitchen, you know, we have a pretty large kitchen, Mom. Mom, she'd ignore me. She wouldn't hear me. And then Mrs. Finelli and I could be talking on the other side of the kitchen in a normal voice, and my mom would chime in, and she'd be part of the conversation from across the kitchen. Our dog Cooper, you met D.B. Cooper. She adopted us many, many years ago, and she was having trouble getting up. Her hind legs stopped working, and she'd fall down. And so I put this pulse electromagnetic frequency device on her hips. For a day, and she's walking around. I did it again, and now she's hopping and walking around. I mean, and me, I was near death with my lung condition, and I put it on my chest every day for a couple hours or an hour, and it's rebuilding my lungs. There's no question in my mind that this worked. No question. So, I mean, but and anyway, so let's talk about that. By the way, David in San Francisco, thank you for being on hold for so long. You're on with Bert Bertonis in California.
Oh, thanks, Vincent. Bert, I was spurred to call when I heard you talking about global warming and the modest change, would you say 1 degree Celsius and 2 degrees Fahrenheit. Out here in California, that's the difference between whether or not our snowpack is going to freeze in the mountains or it's going to be rain and melt early. And so the California drought is greatly caused by the early snowpack melt. Oh, I heard their music. You want to hold me?
Yeah, absolutely. Our favorite song. Okay, yes. David, please hold. You're on with Bert Bertonis. He is in Silicon Valley, close to you. You're in San Francisco. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us in California. Bert Bertona, Senior USA Prepares Instructor. David in San Francisco. David, back to you.
Oh, thanks, Vincent. Yeah, I was, thinking about this so-called supply chain issue that's going on right now. I contend it's phony. And one of the reasons I do is, by dumb luck, the other day I was standing on a picket line with one of the Longshoremen Workers Union, ILWU, and I asked him about the supply chain and what's going on in Oakland, and he said, we're waiting for work. They may have a 49-day line down there in Long Beach in San Diego, but we're waiting for work. We're empty. We're it's been slow. And apparently the same thing is true in Seattle and Portland and up the there are a couple of other smaller ports. And so there is apparently a phony, whether it's a contract arrangement where all of these ships have got to land in one spot and whatnot, or whether or not it's just, can you imagine holding in line for 49 days in some ship? Rather than drive an extra, 12 hours up to San Francisco to offload your ship, it doesn't make sense. So I'm thinking black marketeers.
How about this? I have a thought on this. I shared this with some of our instructors privately. So I've been recommending that y'all get a copy of either the audiobook or the book, Operation Gladio. Operation Gladio is at the end of World War II. There were some guys left behind, and that was the foundation for the CIA. And they worked with the mafia, the Italian mafia, and the American mafia. And so we have the CIA, the formation of the CIA, which is now the CIA, both mafias, and the Vatican. They're all in bed together, and they're selling illegal drugs, and they're manipulating, and they're causing wars and mayhem and murder and genocide, etc. And they do it with this small, underground, unacknowledged army. And you can look it up. It's all true. Operation Gladio.
Strategy and tension, right?
Right. Here's what I think it is. So the Chinese unleashed this virus, and maybe some of the element of Operation Gladio are frosted. And they said, oh, yeah? Okay, here's what we're going to do. How can we hurt these guys? Well, they make a phone call, and they start the slowdown of the unloading of the ships in one phone call. Okay. So the ships are not unloaded, and the ships are out at sea, and the shoes are becoming moldy. The salt from the water on the ocean is destroying the electronic products. Everything is getting destroyed with this delay out there. And what happens? So the Chinese manufacturers are not being paid. The financiers are not involved in the, they are not part of the transaction, so they're not getting paid. The little people aren't getting paid, and we are going to bust China's industry by slowing down the delivery at the ports. That's my thought. Now, could it be diesel exhaust fluid? We could blame it on all kinds of things, but that is that possible? What do you think, David?
In some ways, I'm familiar with Gladio. That's strategy of tension is part of the phrase that goes with it, and Gladio was also part of the Nazi rat lines that helped the Nazis escape World War II and not only get into Uruguay and Paraguay and all these other places, but that they got there with a position of power waiting for them, so that those guys would become leaders, you know, they'd be gang leaders in Paraguay and Uruguay and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
Argentina.
Yeah, Argentina, absolutely. And so the whole idea of fascism, which is the corporate state, is where there's a round table of government, and all of the monopolies get to sit at the round table. And if you're not a monopoly yet, then you're going to be crushed to become part of the monopoly. And then the people still get to elect a president, but that president has to compete against the other monopolies. And so if the people need the president to be smart and clever, but the monopolies want that person to be arrogant and foolish and spend money on the monopolies rather than spend money on the taxpayers. And so that's where we are. The corporate state, you know, has figured out a way that they can run the show. They run it badly, of course, because they don't even fix the roads and bridges that they drive on. You notice that with the Republicans. You know, almost every Republican refused to even fix America's roads and bridges.
Let's let Bert weigh in. Bert?
Yeah, so, you know, I'll comment on the supply chain. So are you guys familiar with Occam's Razor? And what it says is sometimes the simplest explanation is the correct one. And as far as the supply chain, in my view, it's not a conspiracy. It's simply incompetence. They now have demand, and it's incompetence.
I don't disagree. I hear the music again. The incompetence, though, is putting all of their eggs in one basket. Some contract to offload only at one port.
Absolutely.
I hear the music. Want to do that?
Yeah, well, we're out of gas. This is it.
Yeah, well, take care. Nice meeting you. Bert?
Yep, you got it.
Thank you for calling in, David in San Francisco. And, Bert, thank you for spending your time with us teaching class. I'll see you next week, same time, same station.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.